This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 16th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. VAs could get CEQA exemption. The Smiths post-reconciliation goals. And Marshall fires back at Maha pesticide critics. Newsom looks to fast-track VAs. A budget trailer bill attached to Governor Gavin Newsom's revised budget plan could help expedite a set of voluntary agreements for Bay Delta flows known as the Healthy Rivers and Landscapers Program. The bill would exempt water quality plans from the California Environmental Quality Act. Opponents of infrastructure projects often use CEQA as a litigation tool, delaying construction for years as the court mulls the case. The State Water Board is gearing up to approve a contentious update to its Bay Delta plan with the Healthy Rivers alternatives potentially incorporated into it. The holistic approach would not restrict agriculture diversions as much as the standard unimpaired flows pathway, but it has faced fierce opposition from environmental groups, tribes, and Delta communities, groups that would certainly attempt to block that plan in court. CDFW releases online wolf mapping system. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife taking on livestock depredation threats with the new wolf location automated mapping system. The online tool shows location information on GPS collared gray wolves across the state. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas said the tool builds transparency and helps ranchers navigate the state's expanding wolf population. California Cattlemen's Association Vice President of Government Affairs Kirk Wilbur echoed her sentiment. He hopes the access to location-specific information will give ranchers time to adjust their herd management strategies before attacks can take place. The map only provides information on the 14 California wolves that are wearing collars. The population is estimated to be closer to 70. The locations populated online are not real-time, but are based on daily morning location data. CDFW notes the resource can be modified or canceled if they suspect wolves are being harassed as a result of the map. California food banks ask for nutrition program prioritization in the state budget. California Association of Food Banks is calling on the governor's budgetary attention to nutrition and health programs. The association has been vocal over federal feeding cuts to food bank services, acknowledging that certain school meal programs will maintain current levels of funding. CAFB is also asking for continued state investment in the California Food Assistance Program. Newsom's current proposal includes a trigger that could delay CFAP dollars based on general fund conditions in spring 2027. CAFB is also hoping for a $52 million increase in committed funds for Cal Food. The program is made up of 37% of food bank purchases by state food banks in 2024. Ways and Means Chair. After reconciliation, it's time for trade. For now, congressional Republicans are focused on their struggle to pass President Trump's One Big Beautiful Budget bill. But House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith already eyeing legislation on trade and further tax provisions. Smith told the Economic Club in Washington yesterday that the priority would turn to opening new international markets, particularly for U.S. agriculture. We grow rice, corn, cotton, and feed cattle in my district, and so we need more markets. You need to eliminate those non-tariff barriers, Smith said. There's a lot of trade problems that we're going to have to discuss. Smith also said he hopes to secure bipartisan legislation to enact some tax provisions that didn't make it into the reconciliation bill because of Republican opposition. Take note, Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee Chair Adrian Smith told AgriPulse yesterday that Congress can buttress Trump's efforts to open new markets. Smith said, quote, I think he understands that what he's doing can only last the length of his administration. We will require legislative action. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Maha critics don't understand pesticide use, Senate ally says. Senator Roger Marshall, a Kansas Republican, he leads the Senate's Make America Healthy Again caucus, said he's in communication with Casey Means, that's the controversial nominee, to be Surgeon General who links pesticide use to a long list of human problems. The great news is I can push back on claims like the ones she makes, Marshall told AgriPulse newsmakers this week. They have no idea what they're doing out there when it comes to using less pesticides, he said of pesticide critics. Marshall says he also talks regularly with Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This week's newsmakers is available today at AgriPulse.com. FDA commits to revamp up its review process for chemicals already in the market. Speaking at a food safety summit outside of Chicago, Kyle DeMantis, acting deputy commissioner of FDA's Human Foods Program, teased some of the department's plans on chemical safety. A new post-marker review plan, it will include a modernized evidence-based scheme to prioritize reviews of chemicals already in the food supply. FDA says that will be released soon for public comment. DeMantis said the agency will also be updating and releasing a final synthetic post-marker review process based off over 70,000 comments received last year. Finally, he said FDA will update the list of chemicals in the food supply prioritized for review. Here's today's final word. Here in California, my old stomping ground in Sacramento Valley, farmers, ranchers, and irrigation districts, they're kind of heroes right now working with conservation groups, fish and wildlife agencies, and waterfowl organizations to create a model of how farming, waterfowl, fish, and other wildlife can coexist and thrive. That's Dan Keppen. He's executive director of the Family Farm Alliance. During his Association of California Water Agencies keynote address in Monterey, Keppen is gearing up to retire from FFA after more than 20 years of farmer advocacy. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.